magazine number 69.
Reading the sports, yeah.
What did you pick up in the sports paper? The sports section.
Oh, I was just trying to find out how the playoffs would be. Hockey and basketball. My baseball team, like Sahishnu, is the Red Sox, because he grew up near there. And through the year, we kind of trade opinions on current chances.
Well, speaking of current chances, Pete Stringer, you're really glad you stayed and you got less than a day to go.
That's an understatement. Yeah, I'm glad, all right. And to tell you the truth, if my wife hadn't said, as soon as I said that, she says, no, in no uncertain terms, then of course she was right.
No, uncertain.
I'm all set, Barbara.
So the team captain, Jane's going to be here in a little while, and what are you going to tell her about the how you spent your last week?
Well, Paul, to be totally honest, there's nothing I can tell her because she's been through it. She's actually got a master's degree in theater education, so she's that part you and I talked about this thing being real, not for dollars, not for any ulterior motives, that's junk. She understands. She's not definably an ultra runner, but she is in spirit. Well, let's face it. I mean, if our marriage depended on it, I would have to have different priorities, but. She understands what I get out of this. As a matter of fact, she prefers the reasons that I love ultra running much more than whatever. Like, if I was equally good, maybe in football, we'd have the lap of luxury. But she's not into that anyway. She's into people. She's into real values. I told you about our ultra running society. And she's very much a part of that. As a matter of fact, if she's an artist, and if she has a conflicting night, you know, on her schedule, she'll be disappointed. Because she just likes ultra runners the same reason I do. I mean, look at David Liljack stopped by today. Now, he was one of my original heroes. You know, he didn't really know me from Adam, as far as I know. But he stopped by today, and this guy comes walking up, and I didn't recognize him. And, you know, he said, David Liljack. And, of course, I read about him the first year I was here. He was here. Well, now, this says it all, Bill Paul. He was here, but he was going through some horrible shin splints. I mean, from, I think, the second day, he wasn't the Liljack that we've seen break records and, you know, be one of the top ones. He could barely move, you know, he was like this. And did he quit? Did he just say, well, looks like I'm not going to win, so I'm going to go home? Heck no. He did the best he could all 6 days. You know, and you could look it up. It's probably about, well, it was my first year, whatever year that was.
Pete, at the noontime tomorrow, there's going to be a number on the board that represents your mileage. What do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be the number. I'll tell you what, it's going to represent all I could muster up on these particular 6 days. I told you, the timing is unfortunate for me, I'll say that much, because You know, I always run the Boston Marathon. That's my...
And your time in Boston this year, by the way...
Excuse me?
What was your time in Boston, by the way?
It was 4:46, but I was prepared to run 4 hours. But, you know, we had that heat wave, and everyone was sliding even 2 hours off. So the 4:46 wasn't bad. I would have run sub-4 somewhere. I would have run 3:50 to 4:10. I can say that comfortably without, you know, arrogance or anything.
But that number on the board here tomorrow represents something else.
I cannot, my friend, I cannot begin to tell you. I cannot begin to tell you. I just...
What digits do you see, or you don't see any digits at all right now?
Oh, the number?
Yeah.
Well, Sahishnu, before he went home last night, just right out of the blue, he says, I see a number 337, which I didn't even pay attention to, of course. But like everything he does say, there's good reason behind it. He says something like, well, you got a day and a half to go. And at that point, I had X amount of miles. I don't even know what I had. But he came agonizingly close, probably, if I continue to stay vertical, of what I'm going to end up with. And, you know, my all-time best is the 332 of, I think my first year here was 2006, but not sure, 2007 maybe. So it's going to be 5 miles more than I've ever done at age 70. That's not too bad.
Well, Pete, congratulations. Have a good night, and we'll see you around the finish line tomorrow.
Super. You sure will. Thanks a lot, Paul.